Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Welcome to Full Power Living. Full Power Living is the only show on international media dedicated to the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life. I'm Eileen Dillon, your creator and host, and during this live broadcast, we invite you to interact with us on our chat feature on emotionalpro.com webpage or on the Blog Talk Radio show page also. And we have a toll-free number for you, and you can call in your questions or comments, 800-630-7858, 800-630-7858. Well, when you become ill, in addition to taking to your bed, what do you do? Do you go to your doctor and take some pills and drink a lot of water? When your illness is healed, do you know the basic cause of that illness, or do you focus on the fact that it's gone and just go about your business? Most of us Americans rely on doctors, reach for medicine bottles to relieve symptoms or wipe out infections, and expect ourselves to get ill a few times a year. Doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other healthcare people are important and vital to have in our world, and they do much good. Yet, the way we utilize their services allows us not to take much responsibility in healing our own illnesses, and it often leaves us not knowing why exactly we became ill in the first place, so that we can self-correct and know how to avoid becoming ill in the future. Well, there is a move now, as we've been talking about here on Full Power Living, to take more responsibility for their medical lives and to focus on prevention. And in China, huge numbers of people have been doing this for centuries, and they've got wonderful ways of dealing with illness. But even some of these approaches have been out of the reach of the common person because they took years for you to develop proficiency in them, and they're too complicated. And that's where our guest for today, Chunyi Lin, whose own physical pain and problems drove him into the arms of the ancient practice of Qigong, comes in. He's now the creator of Spring Forest Qigong, a revolutionary approach to the ancient Chinese practice of health and wellness known as Qigong. His aim now is to help develop one healer in a family and a world without pain. Renowned Qigong master Chunyi Lin, who can be found at springforestqigong.com, that's springforestqigong.com, has been named International Qigong Master of the Year by the Executive Committee of the World Qigong Congress. He studied with many of the most respected Qigong masters in his native China and has been in the U.S. since 1995, where he's been teaching Qigong and using those techniques to help others. For more than 25 years, he's helped more than 100,000 people learn about the powerful healing benefits of Spring Forest Qigong. Master Lin is also highly skilled in Tai Chi, Chinese herbal medicine, and acupuncture. He's a frequent keynote speaker at national health conferences. There's so much more we'll mention during the program about Chunyi Lin, but for now, let's welcome you, Dr. Lin, to Full Power Living.
Yeah, so thank you. Thank you for having me.
So for our listeners who do not know, what is Qigong?
Okay, Qigong, this is a Chinese word. And Qi means energy, Gong means work. Working with the body's energy, that's what all Qigong about.
Uh-huh. And so you, however, have formed a different type of Qigong, which you call Spring Forest Qigong. What's the difference
right.
between traditional and Spring Forest?
Well, there's thousands of different forms of Qigong out over there, and they're all good. Spring Forest Qigong focuses on how to help yourself to discover the unconditional love in your heart and bring that love energy to come out to help you and help others to heal. And in our teaching, we tell people that you were born a healer. Everybody was born with this beautiful gift that you can help yourself to heal, and you can help others to heal too. And then the most powerful healing energy in the entire universe is love, is unconditional love. And this love is within you, and you just need to activate that love through these exercises and meditation, very simple movements, to activate this unconditional love from your heart and to help yourself with a better life, with a healing. So
now,
that is the focus.
Thank you. And now, Trinity, I lived for many years as a single parent, and I discovered that I could not afford to get sick. And so I learned ways to keep myself and my children healthy, largely through herbs and homeopathic remedies, and also dealing with my emotions and changing my mental patterns. Now, about 12 years ago, I married a medical doctor. And it's been very interesting to me to live up close with the two patterns of dealing with illness. My approach is an illness shows me that there's something I need to correct. My husband's idea is that an illness is expected in the body, and you take medication and you rest and you heal yourself and then you go on. How I think my husband's way of looking at healing the body is the more common way in this country. And so how do you do you have an issue? I mean, I've worked with him. He's now working more with himself than he was, but I've worked with that. How do you get people from that mindset over to thinking of themselves as a healer?
Okay, well, I believe, you know, there's many ways to help the body to gain back the balance and to heal. And the Western way absolutely is a beautiful way, just like what you said about your husband's way. And most of the people, and not only here in this country and also in China too, and this is the way in, the people approach to. And of course, this is another way too. And Qigong is another way. This is a very beautiful way. And this is the way how you discover the beauty from inside, the power from inside to help to empower yourself, and so that you don't all the time rely on others to help you to take care of and all the issues in your body. Actually, you were born with the gifts. You can help yourself to heal and to heal these aches and pains and to bring a good quality of life back to your life by yourself. Now, in Qigong, this is the basic philosophy and we teach. Everything in the entire universe is energy, from a star to a rock to a tree to a thought to any aches and pains and tumor, illnesses. They are all energy in different forms. Based on what Einstein said, energy cannot be created, it has always been. Energy cannot be destroyed, it will always be, but energy can be transformed.
Love,
literally, literally, your body's energy is constantly on the process of transforming. So the question is it transformed for better or for worse? So by opening your heart, by discover the beauty, the gifts you already have in your body, within you, you can help yourself to balance all these, to help to balance all these illnesses, aches and pains, and you can help to transform these aches and pains into something beautiful and healing. So, you know, thousands of people here in Springfield Qigong and my students, through their daily practice, you know, they have a great benefit from practicing the exercise.
You know, listening to you, I just feel like even just concentrating on the unconditional love would make me feel better. Started just relaxing listening to your explanation there, because your explanation is full of love. It's lovely. It's wonderful.
Well, so thank you. Yeah, so I love that is the most powerful healing energy in a body. And so we have Now, how you're going to discover the unconditional love in your body, you know, in your heart? Well, so here is, you know, some steps. It's very, very simple, but it's very powerful. So the first thing you need to do is to put a smile on your face. Okay. Now, smile, do you know what smile, S-M-I-L-E, stands for? It stands for start my internal love engine.
Oh, nice.
That is it. Yeah. So, like Gandhi said, you know, love is the most powerful but the simplest force the world possesses. And the Spring for Qigong is through another way to demonstrate this this message, how true it is. So you just by putting a smile on your face, for instance, you send a message to the brain, and so that the entire body, so that the body is going to produce endorphins for you, a kind of a hormone can help you to with a good feeling, you know, and to help you to heal, to balance your energy in the body. And plus, smiling is a symbol of loving, of caring, of something just beautiful. So so that's the first step. And then the second step is in slow down your breathing. And the breathing is a key to connect your mind, your body, and your heart together. And then the third step is to make the connection. Connect yourself to the universe. Connect yourself to your God. Connect yourself to your teachers or the world, and also and help you with more energy to help you to heal and balance. And then the last step is to help you to, you know, to send out this love energy to help others to heal and help yourself to heal. So four steps.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say connecting yourself to the universe, to your teachers, this is an important step because you make the point in your book on Spring Forest Qigong that we individuals don't really have the energy in and of ourselves to do all the healing like helping others and so forth, that we essentially need to hook into something that is larger than ourselves or blend with something that's larger. Is that what you're talking about there?
It is kind of, and yourself do have that gift. You can help others to heal, but if you want to help others to heal faster and more completely, if you get hooked up to with the universal energy, with your master's energy, with your God's energy, and you're going to have more energy, more powerful energy to help others. And you'll be guided in even in a higher level to help others to heal. So that is what I meant. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's really wonderful. So in Spring Forest Qigong, and I assume in all forms of Qigong, you're identifying energy blockages as the main mm-hmm. underlying cause of mental, physical, and spiritual illness or dysfunction. Tell us how our... what happens with our energy flow when we have these blockages?
Right. Well, just look at a river. If you got a blockage right in the middle of the river, the upstream you got more water, and the downstream you got little water, and both sides of the river and will have problems. So you need to remove the energy, I mean, you move the blockage from the river so that the water can flow, then everything is back to, it's, you know, you call it normal form again. So that's exactly what happens in the body. The body has many, many energy channels, and Chinese doctors call that in the meridians. And if there's any blockage in any of these channels or meridians, then the energy cannot flow, and part of the body do not have enough energy to run sooner or later, and that part of the body will be out of balance. And so what you need to do is you need to bring that balance back to that area by opening up the blockages so that the energy can flow. There's many things can cause energy blockages in the body. But the main things are, number one is emotions. Number two is nutrition. Number three is changes in the seasons and the weather. And the environment can affect your energy in the body. And then number four is your living environment, the locations of your house and all the decoration and all these things. And then the number five, the wrong medication, and people even though take, for instance, chemotherapy, you have side effects, right? That kind of things could also create energy blockages in the body. And then the sixth, that's accidents. Of course, we all know about that. So those are the six major causes of energy blockages in the body. And talking about the chronic problems, like heart problems, diabetes, and heart attack, a stroke, and cancer, and all these things, most of these blockages would come from emotions. And so the Chinese doctors from thousands of years ago already discovered this. Overexcitement could cause energy blockages in the heart. And depression and stress, a lot of sadness and grief and depression will cause damage to the chest, the lungs, the breast. Anger, frustration, anxiety cause energy blockages in the liver, and over too much mental work will make imbalance in the energy system, in the pancreas, in the stomach. Now, and the fears, worries, will bring blockages to the kidneys, to the bladder, to the reproductive organs. So different types of emotion has direct relationship with the internal organs. So now then the other thing is about the nutrition. And if you don't listen to your body well and or don't follow the seasons well, don't eat well, of course, and you're going to get sick because of the food too. We all also know about that, right? And so this is; those are the major ways which could cause energy blockages in the body. So in order to live a better life, you need to help yourself to stay balanced, eating well, doing good exercise, holding good attitude in your life. And the bottom line is in holding a love, true love in your heart. You have that love energy to guide you in your life, then you're going to eat right, and holding up a good attitude in your life, and do good exercise, and associate with the good people, so everything will flow in a much better direction. So your body will be back or stay in balance.
That's really wonderful. Now, I'm a psychotherapist, and I've worked with emotions. I'm very interested that so many blockages occur through emotion. I would certainly agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But here, let me put two things that you've talked about together. One is the flow of energy in the river, and the other is emotions. Now, it's been my experience that if a person has had a blockage in their emotions, let's say anger, for example, or sadness, for a long time, when that gets released, then it creates something like a flood and can be very damaging and powerful. And I wonder if that happens through Qigong or if there is a way through Qigong to moderate that.
I think this is a very good point. Well, when you open your heart, when you allow that unconditional love energy to come out to guide you, and you're holding on, a good attitude on your life, or you change the way, the perception, and the way you look at your life, then the energy channels can flow. Once the energy flows, and with the love energy, and you can control the flow of this energy very well, especially in Chinese, we call that the qi. this qi actually, in other words, it is in the intelligence. It knows exactly what to do for you, and how much the amount of energy your body needs to flow to a certain direction, and you are simply just guided. And so you're not going to have that kind of issues about over too much energy flowing to one direction, and then you cause a flood. No, those things, from what I experienced, have never happened in the past, but just in a very harmonious way. It's not in a flooding way.
Mm-hmm. So that would be good. This would be wonderful to share with the people with whom I work as a therapist then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are up to our first break, Chunyi, and when we come back, I'd like you to talk about what you recommend people can do regarding their emotions so that they don't build up the blockages. Is that something we can talk about?
Absolutely.
Good. All right, we'll be continuing our conversation with International Qigong Master of the Year and creator of Spring Forest Qigong, Chunyi Lin, here on Full Power Living. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
How difficult is it for you to ask directly for what you really want, to take responsibility graciously and willingly for your mistakes, or to relate with others because it's fun instead of because you need something from them? Most people believe manipulation and codependence are normal behaviors for adults. They may be common, but they're not normal. Manipulative behaviors really are designed to be part of childhood, to be put away as things of the past when we become adults. So, if you're ready to let manipulation and codependence be part of your past, then get the mini course I've created for you, Ending Codependence, The Bottom Line. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, offering you a formula that you can follow for creating healthy, manipulation-free, and lasting intimate relationships. I also give you the tools and principles that you can use to develop lasting immunity to codependence. Get Ending Codependence today at www.emotionalpro.com. That's emotionalpro.com.
And I have a few short announcements. We'd like to invite you to listen to any of the more than 300 episodes of Full Power Living that we have archived for you on our emotionalpro.com homepage, radio page. And also you can subscribe to Full Power Living through iTunes. Just use my name, Eileen, I-L-E-N-E-D-I-L-L-O-N, Eileen Dillon. And we thank you very much for helping us with our mission of awakening the world to the power and importance of human emotions. Our next show will be on December 2nd because our regular show falls right on Thanksgiving, November 25th. And we'd like to wish you a very happy, pleasant, fulfilling, and balanced Thanksgiving. On December 2nd, we're going to be featuring eco-psychologist Valerie Harms, who is telling us about the developing field of eco-psychology and how animals in nature influence us on both a conscious and an unconscious basis. Later in December, we have Satyen and Suzanne Raha talking about Satyen Raha is reputed to have the power of the warrior and the wisdom of the sage. And they're talking about Satyen's book, Living Ecstasy. Check the top of our radio page on emotionalpro.com for further listing of our guests. Let me remind you, too, that my co-host, life coach Dakey Fox, and I on the Women's Information Network, the WIN, W-I-N, the winonline.com, have two programs, Building Conscious Families and Emotionally Speaking. And pop on over there and discover the wonderful world of emotionally speaking. We're having a wonderful time with that, where you can participate in speaking out about emotions, things that you'd like to share with others, and also you can learn from others. Well, we're talking today with Chunyi Lin, who's an International Qigong Master of the Year and creator of Spring Forest Qigong. You can check him out on the web at Spring Forest, SpringForest, Qigong is Qigong.com. So, Master Lin, you offer four levels of Qigong, individual instruction, healing, and workshops. And before we get back into the questions, will you tell us something about what you offer that people could participate in?
In this four levels, and the first level, I teach people how to discover the healer from within, how to help yourself to make the connection between your heart and the universe through the exercises and the meditation. You can help yourself to balance your aches and pains in the body to help you to heal. And the second level, and you learn how to become a good healer, how to detect energy blockages in others, of course, in yourself too, and then how to send out energy to different areas to help to balance the energy blockages, open up the energy blockages so that the energy can flow among those channels freely, and then the body gets healed. And then the third level, I guide people to higher level, to the spiritual level, to help the body to balance, to heal. And in that level, we talk about healing with cancer, healing with a stroke, healing with the emotions, healing with depression and anxiety, and many other things. And then we'll continue to move on to the fourth level. In that level, you open your heart even in a higher level to communicate with the universe, to help even more advanced energy blockages such as HIV and MS and Parkinson and many other things, how to help people to wake up from a coma and how to communicate with the outside world, and, for instance, and with the spirit, and how to cleanse energy in your house, and so that you have a better environment. So in different levels, we teach different things.
Now, I know you're in the Twin Cities area. Does that mean that most of the learning that people would do, they need to come to you, or do you have workshops around the country?
Once in a while, I have workshops around the country, and I focus on here in Twin Cities, but I have the self-learning courses. People don't need to come to Minnesota here to learn Qigong from me, and they can simply just order the tapes and the video, the DVDs and CDs and menu, and they can simply just practice Qigong at home. And it's very easy and very simple, and that's why I said everybody was born a healer, and you can help yourself to heal, and you can help others to heal.
Yes. Well, I know I've seen one of those courses here as I prepared, and it is very self-explanatory and very easy to follow and very supportive. I think that's another thing that people like when they're learning a new modality like that.
Well, thank you.
Yes, I really appreciate it. So before our break, I asked you if you could recommend or talk with us about what people could do to avoid or not develop blockages in their emotions in the first place. How would Qigong help with that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And a lot of people in coming or practicing Spring Forest Qigong got tremendous help from doing the exercise, because we focus on, number one, the most powerful healing energy in the universe is love, and this love is within you. Even if you don't feel loved, this love is existing within you. Even if you don't see this love in others, it exists within them too. This is the law of the universe, and everybody has it. So, you know, if you stay with this love, find a way to turn into your heart to stay with this love, then all these emotions will become a very easy thing to handle. Now, first of all, let me make it clear. You know, I don't blame emotions. Actually, I am blessed emotions. Emotions are wonderful things, like, for instance, anger and frustration and fear. And these are beautiful emotions. Our ancestors from thousands of years ago adapted this kind of emotion, and for good reasons. For instance, when you get angry with something, that means you want to activate the energy to prepare yourself either to fight, to survive, or to find a solution to the situation now you are handling now. So, and it is a beautiful thing, but if you allow this anger to stay in your body for too long and you're constantly having it, that is the time your energy blockage, the energy blockages will form. So here, if through some way you can help yourself to balance this emotion, that will be beautiful. So that is the first thing. Is the second thing is, anger is good, but you can always make a better choice to help yourself with a better life. If anger can help with a situation, and that's great. But for the long term, that doesn't help. So, what is a better way to help yourself with a better life? So, Qigong can help yourself to calm your emotion down, to sing it to the heart, so that the wisdom in your heart can guide you to choose a better solution, a better way to handle your life. And you don't blame yourself when you get angry, all right? And so everybody has that. So that is, to me, is a beautiful gift. And God gave to us. But you can always do better with that. And with the Qigong practice, you help yourself to guide your energy, guide your emotion from your head down to your heart. You listen to your heart better, and you activate that unconditional love from your heart. Then, aha, you come to a moment. Anger, it's okay, but it's something is even better than that. Smiling, forgiveness, and loving, and handling a situation with love, will be much better than anger. So then gradually you choose to stay with your heart more and more. And I really like this scientist said about happiness, and they said happiness is not a trait, but happiness is a technique. And this technique, this skill, you can master it through your practice. And I really like that. So you turn the energy in your heart, feel peace in your heart, activate that love energy from your heart. You feel good, you feel happy, you feel joyful within, and you constantly train yourself in doing so. Gradually, those negative emotions will not stay with you. Or you sometimes, you just, you know, when you come to a point, you just don't feel you have the energy for anger, for frustration, for depression anymore. And in another word, you hold on a positive attitude in your life. You train yourself doing so. And then the other things, you know, in Qigong, what I teach people is in order to live a better life, a richer life, and spiritually and mentally and physically, you need to find your life goal. And what is your life goal? Living on this trip of your life on this planet. And we are all here, to me, we are all here for happiness, for joy, all right? And if anything can help me to bring joy, to help me to experience happiness, I will do it. If anything will not bring joy, will not bring harmony to the community, to the family, to the universe, I will not do it. And because I'm here, the purpose is for joy. So if anger can bring me joy, I would do it. But actually, you know, anger doesn't. And then I decided to let go with that part and to stay with the happiness and to stay with the delightfulness and, you know, and with the love. And sometimes, you know, people said, well, that sounds like a little bit too naive. And my response is, if naive can bring me joy and happiness and live a beautiful life, hey, and okay, why not?
Why not, yeah. I'm interested. I want to follow up on something. I think a lot of people struggle with forgiveness. And to me, to forgive is to let go. And you just talked about making a choice to let go.
Yeah.
And I wonder... does forgiveness evolve naturally once you are practicing Qigong, Spring Forest Qigong, or is it something that you need to decide, or is it a combination of both?
I think it's a combination of both. When you do Qigong, you stay in peace in your heart. You have more love energy in your heart. And then forgiveness will come very naturally out from your heart to serve you and serve others. And talking about forgiveness, you know, forgiveness, this, I have a healing connection on Tuesday every week. So this week, I mean, this month, and that is the main topic, I talk about forgiveness. You know, forgiveness, you know, one thing is in... I am a very practical person. First of all, I'd like to tell you about that. If I forgive something, then I will gain back, you know, health, joy, happiness. I will do it, you know. And when I lose hatred, fear, anger, frustration, if I let go with the stories, the fears I'm holding on in my heart, and then I gain back my health, my joy, my love, I would do it, because that's the purpose of my life, living on this planet, in this trip. So now that is the first thing. Actually, and people have a hard time to forgive because they're holding on with a story, and actually this story is not real anymore. When they hold on to this story, actually the bottom line is, and they hold on with the fears. And the fears, F-E-A-R, stands for false expression appearing real. False expression appearing real. Actually, these stories, these experiences, and people had long time ago is not real anymore, but they imagine, they think this is so real, it's going to happen in every minute. By doing so, the body generates that kind of energy to give you the feeling, aha, you know, and you have a fear about this, and this thing's going to happen, and actually, this thing's very likely going to happen again. And well, once you let go with these emotions, let go with this hatred or stories, you lose your hatred, you lose your anger, you lose your frustration, and you gain back your health. You gain back your joy, peace in your heart. And just like what I said before, anger makes damage to the liver, and 70% of the toxin in a body coming out through the liver system. So if the liver energy got damaged, that means most of the toxin is going to stay within you, and then one day you're going to get sick. So you cannot afford that.
You know, I had an experience a couple of years ago. As I understand it, you're talking about the stories of our lives that we live by and repeat and tell people. And I had a very challenging, unhappy childhood, and I had lived by those stories for a long time. Then I spent a number of years divesting myself of the pain and so on. And yet, a couple of years ago, what I ran into is that even though I wasn't living according to those stories anymore, I still was having trouble turning them loose because they formed a definition of who I was. And it was a big aha moment for me to understand, you know what, if I've changed, I really don't have to have these stories anymore. I can go forward with my life as if they never happened, because now they've never happened.
Yeah, beautiful.
Can you comment on that?
Oh, yes, and absolutely. And just like, first, I had the same experience and a similar experience like what you did. And during the Cultural Revolution, and I had a lot of trauma happened in my life, in my family. And
yes.
Now those people who we consider they also consider them as the devoted friends of us. And during Cultural Revolution, for no reasons, they turned their back to us. And not only that, they threw us into the wolf's mouth. And some of these friends even wanted to kill us, and for no reason. And my story and is in the book Born a Healer. And if you look at that book, and you'll find a lot of interesting stories over there. So then gradually I developed the hatred and anger within me. Anytime when I make friends, and I didn't trust any people, and I didn't have any friend at all. And even I called them friend, but in my heart, no way. So because I constantly am feeling so that this world is such an ugly world, and the people are so ugly, and nobody is worthy of trusting at all, and I didn't trust myself. So then, until one day, I practiced Qigong, and when the master asked us, "Well, if you want to heal yourself," at the time I had severe arthritis in my knees, and I had liver problem and some other problems, and in his guided meditation, he said, "Well, if you want to heal yourself more completely and faster, and you need to forgive. If you can forgive those people who once upon a time hurt you so hard in your heart, and you let go with that, you can help yourself to heal even faster." I said, "No way. How can I forgive those people?" So then there he came with a new message, and he said, "Well, if the hurt was so deep and you had a hard time to forgive, and just for your health, you pretend to forgive them at this moment." I said, well, if by pretending I can help myself to get rid of the pain in my knees and some other problems in my body, I would do it, you know. So then I just visualized all these people standing in front of me, and I talked to each one of them. I said, well, you know, guys, at this moment, you know, I want to help myself to heal, so I just pretend I forgive you. I pretend I forgive you, I pretend I love you, and I just repeat for many times. Then by the time when I repeat it, you know, 100 or 200 right. times, and wow, so again, that was amazing experience.
Yes.
The gigantic heat coming out from my heart and helping open up all the channels. So I let go with the stories. And now I live in joy every day. I'm so happy and so powerful.
That's so wonderful. One of the ways I motivated myself was to realize that the people who perpetrated hurt on me hurt me once, but if I kept holding it in my heart, they were hurting me twice.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a choice of not being hurt twice.
Right. Well, if you do it, you know, three times, you will get hurt three times.
Yeah, right. Well, I didn't want to do that. All right, we're up to our second break. We are talking with Qigong Master of the Year in 2010, Chunyi Lin, who is author of a number of other books. He's co-author of a number one Amazon.com bestseller, Born a Healer, and also a textbook of complementary and alternative medicine, which is already in its second edition. So stay with us. We have more for you with Chunyi Lin when we come back. This is Full Power Living, and I'm your host, Eileen Dillon.
Eileen Dillon.
Everybody feels anger, but if you don't learn to deal with it, anger can mess up your life. It can cause you relationship problems, difficulties on the job, or create health problems. If you want a way to understand and work with anger that's simple yet so powerful it helps you to put an end to the specific angers that are messing up your life, then you'll want to get a copy of a mini course I've created for you entitled Reduce Anger Now. With it, I want you to be able to figure out what's stimulating the anger you feel and have an easy way to change that anger so you can dramatically reduce the anger in your life. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, longtime psychotherapist, coach, and anger expert. I've helped thousands of people to master anger, and I want you to begin to become an anger master in your life. Order Reduce Anger Now at the store, www.emotionalpro.com. That's www.emotionalpro.com.
We're back with Chunyi Lin, who is the International Qigong Master of the Year. He's creator of Spring Forest Qigong, and he's co-author of the Amazon bestseller, Born a Healer. Please check him out at springforestqigong.com. That's springforestqigong.com. And there are so many wonderful things, and don't forget that he has courses on Qigong that you can do on your own, and you can also go and study with him personally if you have the time and the means to do that, but you can be working on this so that you rebalance. Now, Chunyi, one of the most important thing I think we've been talking about here is that we're focusing, how you focus your life on joy, that's what you're here for, is to have a good and happy life and joy. And we have a comment or a question on our chat. The individual says, we heal the world when we heal the hatred in ourselves, as we've been talking about, and we forgive and release the powerful stories that we carry around with us. And so she's saying that not only is releasing like that something we can do, but that our personal and collective survival seems to be depend upon doing it. Do you have any comments on that, that we need to turn loose of these stories and focus on joy and happiness in order to secure our survival, or certainly to thrive?
I don't mean that you completely wipe out in all the stories you had before. Actually, all the stories, what you experienced before, they are the step stones helping you to where you are now. The negative experiences, the stories you had before, they will be a beautiful stone steps helping you to live a better life. And you don't focus on the negative things of those stories. You focus on something good you learn from it. And anything you experience in the past, no matter how negative it is, if you want to live a joyful life, a happy life, you say, well, I experienced these things, and these things hurt. I don't want to experience those things anymore. So in any situation and will come up, you know, which might not bring you, the joy and happiness, and then you stay away from it. So then you don't attach to those, you call it the negative energy in those stories. You get the good things, the good spirit out of anything, and then you call it negative in the past to, in your life, and then you live a better life. Because of this, you understand life even better. So that's the attitude. And I am holding and within me. Then anything which will bring harmony to my family, to my community, and also at the same time is good for me, I will do it. If the thing's only good for me but will cause harm or sad, feeling in others, I would not do it, because eventually those things will come back to bite me hard, you know. So I focus on a bigger picture of my life. My life is not only my personal life, it is the life of the community, it's the life of the family, it's the joy of the world. And I focus on that. And when I focus on that, I constantly connect myself into my heart. I unify my mind, my body, and my heart together all the time. So all the time I am more grounded.
Mm-hmm. You know, your answer brings to mind this issue that I've had people come up with, and that is that the issue of, I may examine and think, okay, I will do this because it won't be a deficit for anybody else, and yet I could have somebody around me that no matter what choice I make, they perceive that I have hurt them in some way or done them harm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, you know, I imagine that you, having been this Qigong master for a while, you don't really encounter that anymore, but can Qigong help a person move out of situations like that so that the people around them either are different or begin to behave differently?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And I have a very simple technique you can use. So for those people who are around you, and you just send your love to them, visualizing there's a beautiful sun shining in their heart. On the top of the heart, there's a beautiful lotus flower. In the bottom of the sun, there's a beautiful lotus flower shining through the heart. And then you send a message into the light. So you are very blessing, you are very loving, we all love you. Or any message at that time comes to you, you just send a message out to these people. And it is very, very powerful technique that you can do. The lotus flower and the sun, anger, frustration, this energy that's very dark and black energy, depression, very dark black, mm-hmm. Black energy. So when you send the sun over there, the sun can drive all these the negative energy away, and plus you have the lotus flower over there. Lotus flower is the symbol of purity, of healing, So when you put mm-hmm. the energy, put that image into that person's heart or the whole buildings and any place you put it, and that energy will vibrate through the entire place and the entire body. And eventually these people will get it. And sometimes in my class I demonstrate this technique, like the kinesiology, the testing mm-hmm. the muscle, right? That kind of things. Now you can do this. Next time when you are with the people, and this is a fun. Just now, at the very beginning, you mentioned about the holiday is coming, and this holiday is a holiday of love, of forgiveness, and of kindness, and love sharing. Now, this one game you can do. This is just so fun game you can do. You just take two pieces of paper. In one paper, you write a big word, love. All right, and then another piece of paper, you write a word like anger or hatred, something like that, without telling anyone. So, like your family get together, and just have that person to hold that piece of paper with the love, and this person will feel the muscle is getting stronger. If you mm-hmm. give that piece of paper with the anger to that person to hold, and you test the muscle, and then the muscle is it's getting weaker. And this person just doesn't have the energy to hold on with the arms. So that is a very, very good game you can practice. And mm-hmm. But if you go further from there, if this person in his heart always holding joy and love in, and no matter he or she holds the piece of paper with the love or with the anger, the muscle is always strong.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So one of the things I was concerned about is if you had somebody holding the anger paper, you want to be sure to either activate the love in their heart or hand them the love paper to end with, so they don't end up with the weak muscles, huh?
Oh, right. So, you see, if you're holding on the positive attitude, no negative energy will come close to you. Even those negative uh-huh. energy comes to you, you can easily turn it into something positive and purify it and return with a good message, good energy back to the environment. So that's the beauty of your heart. That's the beauty of this love. So you live in joy, live in happiness all the time in that way.
Well, that is that's a wonderful way. We need to end our show here, and it's such a wonderful way to end the show, is helping people to go into their holiday season with love and forgiveness in their heart. Yeah. And a wonderful
Can I tell
game.
You one more story?
Please.
Just 1 minute? Okay.
Yes.
Long time ago, I had a student called Astrid Trejo. She was diagnosed with a rare lung disease and six years and a half, 24 hours a day on oxygen. And the Mayo Clinic doctor wanted her to have a lung transplant, and she didn't want to have it because anyway, she said, she was not going to live too long. Then she came to practice Qigong. And 8 weeks, she went back to the Mayo Clinic. all the scar tissues in the lungs disappear, and she didn't need oxygen. And so doctor considered this as a miracle healing. But one comment she made is, and after she was healed, she said, "Qigong changed my life. And before, I was so angry, and a person of SOB, and now she lives with joy, and Qigong changed her life, changed the perception of her life. She lives in joy." So here I want to tell you is in Springfield Qigong is all about you. You were born a healer. You have these beautiful gifts. You can help yourself to heal. You can help others to heal. The most powerful healing energy is love. Is in the unconditional love from your heart. Open your heart. Take and bring that gift out to help you and help others, and make this world, because of you, a much better place for everybody to enjoy.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Thank you so much. I would just mention in closing that Spring Forest Qigong has been medically tested at the Mayo Clinic, and it's been shown to be effective as a self-guided healing methodology for chronic pain and emotional distress and a number of other things, which we can't go into now, but I'd like to mention that this has been medically tested and is very effective. Well, Chunyi Lin, I thank you so much. I really feel bathed in the love that you carry in your own heart, and I thank you so much for bringing this beautiful discussion, leading us all to focus on happiness and joy, and for your work in the world in teaching people how to do this themselves. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you so much, Eileen, for having me.
Yes. All right. Now, next week, we have Valerie Harms. Next week we have Thanksgiving, and the week after that, we have Valerie Harms talking about eco-psychology. And in the meantime, thanks to our wonderful producer, Paul Johnston of Fresh Talk Media, and this is Eileen Dillon of Full Power Living reminding you, pay attention to what you want to become and not to what you want to overcome.
Living with Eileen Dillon.